The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney, kind of near ground zero, 10 miles away, our satellite facility from the hospital where Tom Duncan is right now in serious condition. He's the first diagnosed Ebola patient in the United States, and boy, there's lots of controversy there, including the fact that Liberia is now saying they may go after him. And why would they go after him when he's in this weakened condition? Because he lied, they're saying he lied, on some of the forms that he filled out while heading to the United States. On one of the forms, one of the health forms they make you fill out, they ask you whether or not you came in contact with anybody who was sick. He did. In fact, he tried to help a neighbor and friends with their daughter, who was riddled with Ebola and pregnant, tried to get her to the hospital. They got there. The hospital had no room. They took her back home, and he carried her into the house, and she later died from Ebola. So there's no doubt he had contact with somebody who had Ebola and died. That wasn't apparently, at least Liberia, saying what was filled out on the form. Heading into or being on the plane eventually that headed for Brussels and then went to Washington and ended up in Dallas, he had his temperature taken three different times in leaving Liberia, because they do that for everybody going out of the country. There's three different stops you go through. And each time he didn't have a fever that was spiked, because that would be one of the signs. As we now know, he developed this later. And then the questions abound as to what's been a huge topic. How come the hospital didn't diagnose it right away? They said they didn't have correct information either. There was kind of a mismanaged information there. And here's one of the new little pieces of information that started to trickle out. He was so sick when he was taken by ambulance to the hospital that he was actually throwing up all over the place. And it was kind of chaotic at his apartment complex because they were upset, they were worried. And then somebody comes by to power wash it down, and they wash it right into the gutter. So all of this, you have to be careful and watch for bodily fluids. That's right out the window, I would assume, when you do something like that. And you can bet we're going to be talking about Ebola for a while here in this country. Hopefully, this is it. The fears of the people he came in contact with, the family forced into a lockdown situation because, you know, they've got to have an incubation period, and somebody left and they were worried about how many people they could have come in contact with. You had Senator Rand Paul, who said this week that you have to be concerned about the 3,000 soldiers getting back on a ship. You know, where is the disease transmittable when you're in close quarters? And certainly a ship would be one of those kind of places, as the senator said, and I think he's right on that. Can you imagine if you had a whole ship full of our soldiers catch Ebola? In fact, at a press conference at the Pentagon, they said there was no decisions that would be made about what the procedures were after Rand Paul talked about it, for troops coming back to the U.S., just to say that they wouldn't say whether the troops would be quarantined before they returned home, and if they got ill, how they would be evacuated from Africa. They're considering, apparently, converting some kind of aircraft for the possibility of quarantining troops if they have to do that. So it's interesting. See, this is all the whole planning thing. You have to think about this, because even on Thursday, you had an NBC cameraman who came down with Ebola. And why? He was covering the story and had been covering the story for a while. He knew he started to have the symptoms. He caught it, and he pretty much isolated or incubated himself, and now he's coming back to the United States. So you can see how something that starts off as, ooh, no big deal, we have a handle on this, the CDC, we are all over this. Absolutely, it's what I said earlier in the week, the variables are unbelievable on it. Unbelievable. The Liberia connection, flights in and out, and saying don't worry about the flights, but yet, now here we're even talking about how do you move soldiers, and the Pentagon cautious about what their response is. The craziness of the Dallas situation, where four people still live in the apartment, where the cleaning crew was sent away at the place where he was living. So they had all these soiled sheets, things that he had used. They're quarantined with all that used stuff. You have the twist of the librarians themselves saying that they might prosecute the patient who's still in serious condition, not completely out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. You have kids that were pulled out of school, 15% of the kids in schools where they may have had a brush with any of the kids who also had a brush with Thomas Duncan and were sent home, three or four of them. Their parents were worried, so they pulled them out of school. So there are more than enough variables to talk about that should make you concerned, and that's why it's part of the water cooler buzz. You have a child, you have grandkids, you yourself. Older people are susceptible to it. Younger people could be if you're vulnerable, depending on your immune system. I mean, this is something you can't just take lightly, and I'm not suggesting it's completely being taken lightly. It's that all these balls get dropped on something that you know is killing people in Africa, different conditions. I get it. We just saw before our very eyes the two Americans who were missionary docs, basically, who came back. Listening to, and I've said this a few times on the show, Dr. Kemp Brantley and the way he reacted, saying that it was like being in a pit of hell. And this was a guy who had access to good medical care when he came back to the U.S., but still he had been exposed and he was fighting it off and there was no way to know. He didn't think he was going to survive. And there have been many people that have died, frankly, in West Africa, but others who have come out of there as well. And a few of them, a handful, have gone to other places. So that's the big concern. When do you say, no, okay, we can't fly there anymore because we need to stamp this out first. And once that happens, then it's all good. You know, it's that question of, can you catch it on a plane? How can you say you couldn't possibly get Ebola on a plane when you're talking about bodily fluids, going to the bathroom, washing your hands, leaving something on a knob? How can they 100% say, oh, no, 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 it's not like going through the air system. I don't see it. I mean, maybe the probability isn't high, but I don't think you can say you won't get it if you came across somebody with it. Somebody sneezing, something gets all over you. I mean, come on, give me a break. All right, hang with us. We've only just begun here on this version of America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you do want me, give me a discount. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Nothing better than going out to the state fair and chowing down on some good grub. I know all of you across the country can relate to it, and all of you listening to me in Texas can relate to it. And I'll tell you, the first, when I've crisscrossed all across the country, as you know, and I've lived all over the place, but I live in Texas, and there was nothing like going to my first state fair because I was introduced to all kinds of fried things that I had never heard of before. Chris Arpello joins us now. She is a legendary vendor out at the Texas State Fair. And get this, folks. She introduced the original funnel cake to the fair. The funnel cake. Oh, how many funnel cakes have I eaten in my life? Probably too many to confess on these airwaves. Chris, how are you? Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm doing great. And what about you?
I'm excellent. So Chrissy, when you came up with the funnel cake, did you realize how much it was going to explode when you took it out there?
I had no idea. Actually, it was my mother and my father that brought it out here. They had seen it someplace else. We were primarily a nacho stand prior to that. And they saw it somewhere and brought it here. And we have become just a state fair legend. In 2009, we beat out the corn dog for the favorite fair food. So we were very proud of that.
So growing up in your family, I mean, this is what you did, right? It was all about cooking it up and serving it up and creating the buzz, I suppose.
I was 17 when my parents started here. My little sister was 11. We've been out here for 45 years. My younger sister, Jonna, went into labor making funnel cakes.
That's a good, that, I love that story. That's a family legend. That's cool.
So it really is.
That's dedication. So when you, when you're out there for the 3 weeks of the state fair, then do you, you know, fly off to Aruba or Bermuda and just chill for a while? What do you do? Because you've got to be doing well.
I'm going to the Ritz-Carlton in San Juan.
I want to get in on this gig. I need to be in your family. I want to be making those funnel cakes. That's awesome.
Come on. Come on. The more the merrier. We have a blast out here. Hard work. That's what I say. Hardest work you'll ever do, but most fun you'll have doing it.
Yes, you know, that's pretty good. I think people can relate to fun. Now, over the years, of course, there have been other things that you've fried up. What's the, what do you think is the most unique thing that you've ever seen fried up, you know, deep fried, and that you like the best that maybe people would be really surprised about?
Well, probably, well, the one that we won the Big Tech's Choice Award was in 2009 for deep fried peaches and cream, and that got us on Oprah. So that's pretty special. Oprah came out and had the deep fried peaches and cream and the fried grilled cheese and the fried funnel cakes and everything else that the state fair has to offer. And when Oprah was leaving, she said, I think I've had enough fried food. I'm going to eat salad for the rest of the week. And I thought, well, then, by God, I'm going to fry it. So the next year I had fried salad.
I love it, fried salad. You know, you all, another thing I know that you did, because this got a lot of national coverage, you know, if you don't know Christy, then you haven't been watching TV when the state fair's on, the deep-fried Girl Scout cookies. How'd you come up with that idea?
Well, the Girl Scouts were celebrating their 100th anniversary, and they wanted to come to one fair vendor to fry a cookie for them, and they picked us. And we were so pleased and happy with that because we were Girl Scouts. And my mother was a Girl Scout leader. So I think that was just the perfect marriage of the cookie and the person who was going to fry it. And it was delicious.
Yeah, I love the choice, too. That was a good cookie to choose. When, you know, when you're out there at the state fair, what does it take to get ready for it? Because like you said, it's the hardest work ever, but it's the most fun. So a lot has to go into, I would assume, the prep before everything's rolled out, right?
We have five different locations here, and everything that we own is in a warehouse. So every bit of that equipment has to be brought out here in huge moving trucks. And it takes about at least 6 weeks for me to get together. It takes 6 weeks to put it all out and 3 days to put it all back in.
Wow. Very cool. So you did, I love you did the fried salad, you got the Oprah attention, all of that. And somebody told me also, because I didn't catch this, that you did, of course, it's Texas folks listening to us all over the country, you did tacos, right?
What we are doing this year, we're doing Twisted Texas Tacos. And I wanted to combine all the major food groups of Texas. So we have chicken fried, barbecue, Tex-Mex, and chili. I have a hickory smoked brisket that is then dipped in chili cheese Fritos, deep fried, and then we serve it with fried okra, green salsa slaw, poblano corn, Mexican cheese, and a side of country gravy and chili. So that's
wow.
Texas in a taco.
Wow. That sounds like it's not too many calories, right?
No. Very tiny portions, too. Teasing, Texas size, it's huge.
How do I get in on that girls' trip, by the way? You want to broadcast from there, San Juan? We'll take the equipment down there. That sounds good.
Once again, the more the merrier.
What a life. Christy calls herself, by the way, the chief frying officer. So as the CFO, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. And come on back to Dallas.
We will. Thank you. So think about that. How about fried food, going to a fair? I guarantee all of you have some sort of fair story, something that you ate that was absolutely ridiculously fattening but incredibly amazing. Funnel cakes, I mean, that's like a staple in American life, isn't it? He's, you know, I grew up in Jersey and on the boardwalk. That's all you saw, funnel cakes. You know, they've been around for a long, long time, and that's bread and butter, I'm sure, as Christy's talking about funnel cakes. But isn't it interesting how it expanded? And you got to love that they are smart. They think outside the box, jumping on something that people are talking about, whether it's Girl Scout cookies, or Texas is known for tacos. So this is a huge fair. I mean, the State Fair of Texas every day, people come from all over the place. It's one of the biggest in the United States, but I know many of you have them in your backyards. I've been to the Florida State Fair, and I've been to the Ohio State Fair. Now that I think about it, I was thinking about this today, knowing I was going to talk to Christy. I believe, because of my travels in TV and radio, I am not certain I can lock down the number, but I bet I can get close to it. I believe that I have been to 21 state fairs, different states, obviously, and their fairs, and also different. There's a little flavor of what the, you know, what the city is, or state is, rather. And depending on where they have it, what city they have it in, usually you almost always have some kind of an auto show. You have livestock. I don't think I've ever been to any that didn't have livestock. In fact, I can confidently say that. And the food does vary, though. Some of the food, you know, like you're guaranteed to see funnel cake, I bet, everywhere. But the stuff that Christy was talking about, the stuff that they've made, you're not going to see that everywhere. You're not going to see that everywhere. I think one of the coolest things at all of the state fairs is the is really when they do, and this is another thing that's been I think is a staple for most of them, some sort of auto show. Because you're there at the fairgrounds, you're usually pretty relaxed, you're not whipping through, and you really get a chance to look at some of those cars, and it's pretty cool. I think it's neat. And in Texas, not surprisingly, they have 400,000, that's what they call it, square feet of indoor and outdoor space, right, for the show. So you got any kind of car or trucks or any of that kind of stuff that you can imagine. And it's funny because I'm not a car truck person. I have friends where if it was the last dime in their pocket, that's their thing. They're going to save up for it, or they're going to trade in every year, or they're going to be on a lease or something like that. And no matter what, that's their thing. And I'm not that way, but I like looking at them. I like going and seeing what the latest models were. In fact, in one of our shows, we talked about that new Corvette that you, boom, it's like, it costs $80,000, but it is a smooth, fast ride. And we were saying, who's immediately going to 80? Like practically the second they start the car, where are they going to be able to take it? That's the only problem with those kind of cars. The sports cars are great, but where are you going to be able to really, really open it up? All right, we're going to open it up next here on ATN. Time to get your thoughts as we check the mailbag.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Not surprisingly, many of you have had some things to say about Ebola and the way it's trying to be explained and your concerns. So that is heavily featured in this mailbag. Without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
So Sue says this. Hey, Kate, been listening to the show for a while. I've actually emailed you a couple of times, but it's been a long time. I must confess, you have not lost me. I am really, really busy, but I am still listening to the show. Keep it coming. Here's the thing I don't want to see. I don't want to see more cases of Ebola popping up and then being told it's not really that big of a deal. If it's not such a big deal, why are people being quarantined? Why are airlines being notified? Why is Europe saying no flights, no thank you from West Africa? I think it's much more serious than they're letting on, and I don't understand that. Why not inform us with whatever you know to be true, or say we don't know as much as you think about Ebola, or at least this version of it? Thanks. I'll keep listening. Well, this is what we keep saying. Tell us the facts. Tell us what we know. Tell us what happened in the investigation with the Ebola patient. who lied about having any contact with somebody who was sick. In fact, he had somebody in his arms who died. And there's your bodily fluids. The bodily fluids things, not to be confused with airborne, but the problem is they overlap somewhat. You know, they overlap. Think about it. You've talked to people where they talk to you and they get excited and a little, they sort of spit at you. They don't mean to. Is that bodily fluids? If somebody has Ebola, of course. Now, the guy, Tom Duncan, who's lying in a hospital 10 miles from our satellite facility here on America Tonight, he was so ill that he freaked out his family. He was throwing up all over the place. Then an ambulance finally came to get him, and it was like chaos when he got to the hospital, because this was a guy who went to the hospital when he was feeling some symptoms, but was told he's fine and was sent away with just some pills. Then he came back where he couldn't breathe and was throwing up. So the patient is quarantined in isolation and in serious condition, riding it out. Now, the patient's family has been legally quarantined. And, of course, there is a ring of photographers outside of their apartment complex. But because all the things he touched, all that kind of stuff, they really didn't handle this quickly enough. But doctors are taking the temperatures of the four family members in the unit where he was staying twice a day to monitor the symptoms as part of the surveillance. Because if what happens when people leave and they can't do the surveillance on them, which was so ridiculous before, how can you do surveillance on people if they're leaving? I mean, if they're infected, you know, it's for their benefit. So it was Thursday that they announced that they would be quarantined in the apartment for 20 days until they knew the potential period for Ebola would be over, because that's what the whole incubation thing is. They believe 100 people, and it may be more, have come in contact with them. I've said this on the show. How do you know who's come in contact with them? The obvious people, the family and neighbors and whatnot. But how many, you know, where did he go? And how many random touches could possibly have happened? And my answer is, it's a variable they can't answer, that he wouldn't remember. It doesn't matter. He's out of it. But this is what happens when the questions aren't answered correctly. In the schools, they have nurses, other health people have been called in, because you have four different schools where five students that were potentially exposed to Ebola, they were going there, and they were sent home. Three of them were sent home. And it is unbelievable. I mean, it really is. Then you've got they say eight students in the potential contact now were enrolled in a homebound program. So they get curriculum and technology support for their coursework, so they're out of school. Attendance at the five schools involved in the investigation down 15% on Thursday, because people are concerned, so they were telling their, you know, pulling their kids out, having them stay home. And they've got flyers on the residence door in the apartment complex. And they say they're going to have another meeting and talk about it, because there's language barriers there. And they don't understand what's going on with the different languages that are being spoken. Crazy. All right, quickly, let's jump to some more as I went off on a sidebar. This one from Big Al, who says, Kate, Ebola is a no-go, sister. It is way too risky. I don't care what strain it is or how they want to dumb it down. It's not good. We can't think it's good. Yes, maybe some things we don't know. But either way, I certainly don't want to come in contact with Ebola and be told I have it. Do you? No. No, thank you. I don't want to be told I have any of those viruses. All right, this one also from Ellen, who says, Kate, long-time listener, first time sending you an email. A lot of times I download the show because my job is all over the map. Sometimes I'm listening live. The Ebola thing is pretty worrisome. I don't understand why we just don't stop the flights temporarily. I mean, that's what you do, for goodness sake. why take the risk that somebody had a brush with somebody and is bringing in Ebola someplace else? Because good luck if enough people do what that guy did in not telling the truth, how many people with Ebola could sit in certain places in this country. I don't think it's going to be limited to just Texas. I think you're going to see it's going to spread to other areas. Here's one from Jeff. Kate, Ebola is nothing to trifle with. I know that a diagnosis of Ebola would make me crazed, and I think listening to Dr. Brantley talk about how awful that was for him, it would be enough to scare you away from thinking it's not a big deal. So why is it being underplayed? I don't get it, but I don't get a lot of things these days. Well, we just talked about that. Why underplay it to not have panic? But what are people going to do? Just start running for the hills in a different direction? It's probably wise for people to realize. And for goodness sake, I mean, let's hope that we don't have lots of people lying since we're keeping the planes, I just said, the planes in and out. Here's one from Eddie, and Eddie says, I watched this Ebola stuff, and it really freaks me out, I have to say. I read the stories, and I read the hot zone. I know that is completely different from what we're seeing here. But those people in the book were coughing up intestines. So, you know, the question is, did Tom Duncan know he could have been exposed to Ebola in Liberia? Of course. Was he trying to not tell them when he filled out the form? Why would he not say, yes, this woman had Ebola, we were taking her to the hospital? The Liberian government is saying that he failed to give that information. So he's got the virus, he's fighting it now. Are they going to prosecute him? They know how serious this is, and if they shut down flights from the U.S. going into West Africa, they're going to be furious. Very furious. You know, this can be really grave. I know it's different here than it is in Africa, but it's still nothing you want to come down with. This one from Sloan. Sloan says, Kate, I don't know if you saw it or not, an NBC photographer has Ebola. He knew what to look for, so he knew right away what was going on. I suppose there's some merit to that. I don't understand when people act as though Ebola is just kind of a casual thing. I would not want to be told I had AIDS, and I would not want to be told that I had Ebola. Equally, not something that I ever hope to encounter in my lifetime. But I can't control the random people that I'm around. I think it's frightening. Be careful there in Texas. Yeah, it's be careful, because what we know, what we don't know. And there's a lot of what we don't know. There is definitely a lot of what we don't know. And how far can one person spread a disease? And the answer is, how many people do they come in contact with? How many, just all it takes is one, and how many people did they come in contact with? Somebody's been circulating this story. In fact, I've read it in a couple different places. And when I was in Ireland, they talked about this. There was the story of Mary Mallon, typhoid Mary, an Irish immigrant who came to the United States as a teenager to work as a cook for some families, and Malone is believed to have been behind, they say, at least 54 cases of typhoid fever. Three people were killed. She was unaware that she was a carrier because she refused to cooperate, and they could trace the cases of the illness back to her time spent in the kitchen of patients who were sick. It led to her being hauled away in an ambulance where they conducted tests to determine she was carrying high levels of it. See, you don't know what you do know. She died, by the way, the ending to that, in a hospital. Her ashes are in the Bronx. It's a very well-known story because we didn't know very much about it at the time. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The dust has settled on the wild card teams and the matchups are set. The race for bonus bucks is in full swing in Major League Baseball. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hoisting the funny-looking trophy with the flags of all the Major League teams can mean a lot of extra Benjamins for the players. There's a separate pool of money for every series played. The money comes from 60% of the gate receipts for each of the series and includes those wild card games. The value of the gate is determined by the size of the venues, the amount of high-priced premium seating, the number of games played in the series, and whether or not the games sell out. Ticket prices for each series are set by Major League Baseball, so don't blame the home teams. Here's the breakdown. The World Series winner gets 36%. The World Series loser, 24%. Both League Championship Series losers get 12%. The 4 Division Series losers get 3.25%. And the 2 Wild Card Playoff losers get 1.5%. Woo! The record was shattered when the Giants won the series in 2012. Each full season player got just over $377,000. Now that's some incentive. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Talking about the money splits there. Baltimore out of the gate, 12-3 win over Detroit. So they got that first game in their American League Division Series. In the National League Division Series, you've got, or in the other series, actually, you've got a final in 11. How about this? KC beats the Angels 3-2, and that was some game. When you get into the postseason, even if you weren't a huge baseball fan, if you want to see some interesting entertainment, let me tell you, and that was in their American League Division Series, it's absolutely the best, and they proved it because you would have seen a really good game had you been watching this. Of course, it's a really long game, 4 hours. You can what can you do in 4 hours with your time? Read a book? Walk the dog 3 times? I don't know. Go out to dinner. I can think of a lot of things that you could do in that amount of time. That's the problem. They got to speed up some of these games, I think. They're just too slow for a lot of people, because that's a lot to have to invest with the 4 hours. Yeah, tough. But it is playoff baseball, so there's something to be said for that. A quick reminder that we do this Nail the Score thing, and Nail the Score happens on Wednesday into Thursday. It's in our second hour, final segment, because I've had a lot of people email me about that. If you missed it this week, make sure you do it next week, because you only have one chance to get in, and it's that small window of time. You can send us an email, hit us up on Pal Talk, or call us at 855-266-5283. And boom, you get to level a guess. Even if you hate football, you pick a team, you pick a side, throw out the numbers, and you might be the big winner. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. I'm just wondering, have you and Paul booked your tickets on Qantas yet, since you've got your bowlers in your place?
We need to book them, huh?
Yeah, well, there's a direct flight to Sydney now. I'll drive up and pick you up from Sydney.
I love it. We need to do that. You're right.
But then again, flying to run away from it might not be the best idea. Just how easily could this be weaponized on a low level? Well, we already have suicide bombers. What about suicide carriers? Given that this is so easily spread by bodily fluids, could you imagine how quickly it could spread, given the cattle crush trying to go through security at a crowded airport or on a crowded train platform or on waiting to get on an interstate bus? I mean, that is how simple this could be weaponized. I mean, I know it's a fairly glum way of looking at it. And, yes, this particular strain seems to be particularly easy to cure with Western medicine. But how many people are going to realize what they've got in time? Even with Western medicine, the death toll, if this was let loose in the United States, given the examples that I've given, or in Australia or Britain or somewhere like that, even without the direct flights, I mean, there are ways of sneaking things in. Let's face it, the U.S. has such a porous southern border, as does Europe for that matter. Not southern border, but all their borders seem to be porous at the moment. So, this could very easily be weaponized in a not-so-sweet way. And it seems like the United States is far ahead when it comes to treating this particular strain.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. And here, the main thing you said there, though, Jack, too, is you think of Obamacare colliding with this, people who don't want to go for anything. They have a rash, they feel sick, they're just going to try to ride it out. They don't have it. And then they get it, and it's too late because they're too far down the road, and it's a harder battle.
Well, I'm one of those people normally. To go to the doctor normally, I have got to be on death's door, and then even then you've got to drag me kicking and screaming and throwing a temper tantrum like a two-year-old.
Yeah, and that's a lot of men. I agree with you. Yep, that they don't want to go. They don't want to go.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's just the way, my generation and my father's generation were brought up. Maybe the next generation is a little bit, I don't know, more responsible or weaker, however you want to look at it. But, when you got the flu or you got the sniffles, you soldiered on, basically.
Yep. And there is something to that. Just ride it out, because a lot of times when it is just something that's no big deal, I mean, something you have to just nurse, that's what happens. It's like when you have a cold. You know, they
exactly,
when you have a cold,
exactly.
They tell you, just go home. I can't give you anything. Why don't you just take some cough syrup and you could do this. But they're not giving you. They're not treating you for anything. They're just saying they're just verifying that's what you have.
Exactly. And, you know, you were speaking about the county fair earlier on. Our equivalent, the agricultural shows in and around Victoria are happening at the moment. We've just had the Royal Melbourne show. You know, you can imagine what something like this would do there. Mind you, the food is certainly worth it. When you come, and I know you will come, and I'll give you the guided tour, now that you are a coffee baroness, I'll have you to introduce you to this. To this thing that's done in Australia, there's this chocolate-coated chocolate cookie with a chocolate praline in the middle called a Tim Tam. It's only made in Australia, and it's a little rectangular-shaped cookie, and you bite the diagonal corners off, and then you use the cookie as a straw, and you suck the coffee through the filling of the Tim Tam cookie.
Ooh, that sounds good. Is it good?
Is that incentive enough for you to get on the damn plane and come and visit us?
That is incentive. Are you kidding? That sounds awesome. Yikes. Sounds delicious. Tim Tam, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like it. Tim Tam. All right, Jack, we're working on it. You are right about that. We are going to take the show to Australia. I guarantee you that, Jack. Have a great weekend. We certainly will, because especially now it would be a lot easier with the Qantas flights to make that happen. You don't have that leap that you have to make someplace else, you know, the second or third leg, or there's no second leg anyway. So there's the good news. Let's put it that way. All right. So how about this? This is the Daily Salute, and it's a little strange. Bear with me on this. The reason this is the Daily Salute is because finally there is justice served. About this, I want to say, desperate housewife. How about one of the Real Housewives, Teresa, sentenced, I think is how you say her name, sentenced to 15 months in prison, and Joe has to serve 3.5 years. I think this whole fame bug, people get such a pass, and they should have been convicted and sentenced, and they were. Teresa gets 15 months, starts January 5th, and $414,000 in restitution, 2 years of unsupervised release. How about that? It's going to have to be staggered with her husband. Woo-hoo! He was sentenced earlier to 3.5 years in prison. They're talking about whether or not they're going to deport him after he serves his time. This is from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, the producers of that show probably loved it because they had the sentencing and the reality TV right there as she's coming out of the courtroom. But it just goes to show you better be careful what you brag about. They were ripping off people, essentially. Money. It was fraud. Tax returns. Didn't file any. Oh, that's nice.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.